Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Did you make some resolutions this year? Most of us make one to lose weight, to get in shape, to do a number of things. Well, there's a key to getting these things done, and some of that just might be that they have to be fun. My guest is Dr. Robert Hopper. He is a fun guy who wrote Stick with Exercise for a Lifetime, How to Enjoy Every Minute of It. So, Dr. Hopper, tell us a little bit about sticking with exercise and these resolutions that people have made. How do we stick with them?
Well, let me give you an example. I think this might be an interesting way to look at it. Let's say you have a man and a woman and they meet. And they're both single and they meet at a New Year's Eve party. And they have two options. One, they can say they want to go out 3 to 4 times a week and really see each other intensively. Or the other is they might see each other once a week for a month or so, and then they like each other, and then they might see twice a week, and then a few months later they might see 3 times a week. So the idea that a good relationship often builds incrementally, it starts relatively small, but with success it grows. I think that same idea is applicable to exercise. I think at the New Year's resolution to exercise 4 days a week and start that first week at 4 days a week, that's what leads to the 3 times a week and 2 times a week, and then by March 1st they've dropped out of an exercise program. I think it's much better to build an exercise program incrementally where you start once a week and develop a really good habit of once a week. And then if you have fun with that exercise and you've got that habit, then expand it to twice a week and to 3 times a week and to 4 times a week.
So actually you're saying don't start your goals too high because otherwise you'll burn out.
Yeah, don't jump right to the goal.
Don't jump right to the goal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to build into the exercise habit. It's not something that you can just magically make happen. Much like you meet someone, you can't magically make a relationship happen. It takes a while. You have to find out if you like the person, whether there's chemistry. And if you rush it, then sometimes you mess up a relationship.
Well, and Dr. Hopper, for me, as a trainer for so many years, and I used to have clientele that would go away in the winter, and when they'd come back and then they'd say they didn't really do anything, I couldn't really understand that, because once you start exercise and you feel those endorphins, you feel that good feeling that you get, you maybe lose weight, you look at your thighs if you're a woman and you say, hey, those look not too bad. You know, that feeling, I can't imagine just stopping for 3 or 4 months out of the year and then coming back to it. Wouldn't that even make it even harder? So it has to be something that becomes a part of you, right?
Right. It has to be something that comes part of you. And that's where I come back to this idea. If something is enjoyable, you're going to make time for it, and you're going to put time and effort into making it happen. If something is not enjoyable, and someone, let's say you're supposed to exercise Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and it's not really enjoyable, you're making yourself do it, and then a good friend comes along and says, hey, there's a great office party afterwards, you want to go? Well, you know, it's more fun to go to the office party than to go to that exercise session, so people drop out. Whereas, you know, if you ask a golfer, well, we're going to have a party, and he's going to say, well, no, I'd rather go play golf, or I'd rather go play tennis. So I really think there is a group of the population, some of that 3 of 10 people who are successful with exercise, who have the willpower and the strength just to get out there and just do it. But there's a whole another 7 out of 10 people who don't quite have the resolution to make that commitment to doing something they don't enjoy. And so that's why I keep coming back to the idea that the most important decision you can make is to choose activities that are fun to do and to start with some lessons and to learn the skills and just progress slowly. Because once you get hooked into a sport or an activity or a recreation activity, you know, it can last a lifetime, but you have to build into it slowly.
Wow, you know, that's a great analogy when you said ask to go to a party, and the person's like, okay, forget the treadmill, I'm going. But if you ask a golfer, there's no way they're going to give up their 18 holes that they had a tee time for. No, I'll see you after. And so you're so exactly right on the mark in that case. If you find something that's fun, now weight loss is never fun. And as many people, men and women, you know, we make our resolutions this year. I am going to get that 10 pounds off by picking an activity they enjoy. Yes, that will help on the road to fitness. But what about to achieve that weight loss success? How can we make weight loss fun, Dr. Hopper?
Okay, so let's use the example of, I like the example of dancing because everybody likes dancing and men and women can both do it, so it's really easy. So let's say you took a ballroom dancing class one day a week. Let's say every Monday night from 7 to 8 was a ballroom dancing, beginning ballroom dancing. You took 10 lessons and you learned the basic skills and you thought it was fun and you said, well, I'm going to take another 10 lesson series. So maybe somewhere a half a year down the line, you've pretty much gotten into this habit that a Monday evening from 7 to 8 is ballroom dancing. Now, so for one day a week, during that 45 minutes, you're getting quite a bit of physical activity, and that's contributing to weight loss. And that's contributing to managing stress and reducing tension and et cetera. Now, if you really like dancing, you're probably going to find yourself taking a second class, maybe a Monday and a Wednesday night class. And now you're a few months later, you have a solid habit of 2 days a week, and you might find yourself dancing, liking to go to clubs on Friday or Saturday night, which gives you 3 days a week of some good, vigorous activities. And maybe somewhere down the line, maybe about the 6 to 9 months, you're really getting involved in dancing. You're taking your two lessons, and you realize that I could be better at dancing if I were a little bit more fit. All of a sudden, you have a new motivation to take an aerobics class or maybe do a little bit of strength training. And so over the course of the year, you can go from basically doing no exercise to doing 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then adding a supplementary fitness program, so that at the end of the year, you are getting 3 to 4 hours of exercise on a regular basis, habitually. It's just part of your schedule. So when people ask you to do something, you say, oh, no, I'm busy. I've got an appointment or I've got a meeting. So, yes.
Well, and I totally see where you're going with this, and it really does make sense because, again, it will build on itself. And if you're doing something you really love and you find that it's a little harder to do because you're carrying that extra 10 pounds, then I think that you're going to be much more likely. And in the last minute or so that we have left, include a little bit of diet in how that can be, you know, with that weight loss success. Should we be eating less or more while we're trying to get ourselves in shape for whatever it is we love to do?
I think the secret to this whole situation might be exercise is considered a keystone habit. And a keystone habit means that when you do this habit, it affects other areas of your life. We've known for a long time that when people start exercising, they often quit smoking and they often start watching their diet a little bit more. So when people develop the exercise habit, they're naturally going to start looking at what they're eating. And I think in terms of weight loss, it's not so much trying to eat less or more. It's really being aware of what you're eating and making sure you make good, healthy food choices, that the exercise habit can help you become more aware of what you eat. And in the process, diet and exercise is the secret to weight loss.
I think it absolutely is. And tell people where they can find Stick With Exercise for a Lifetime, how to enjoy every minute of it.
Okay, the book website is simple. stickwithexercise.com, www.stickwithexercise.com, and you can get it on the website. It explains some more ideas about the exercise program. There's also you can go to amazon.com, and the book's available there. And what I did, it's a very, very easy to read, very quick read. It's something that you could read in 90 minutes, and it'll give you all the secrets for sticking with exercise.
That is great. The book is Stick With Exercise for a Lifetime, How to Enjoy Every Minute of It, and the website stickwithexercise.com. That's great. You are listening to Radio MD, Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.